Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Blog Talk Radio Show. Today I have Ms. Sherry Jones. She is a broker and owner of Sac Realty. Sherry Jones has built her reputation as a successful real estate broker and a leader within her community. Her ability to guide her buyers, sellers, and investors through even the trickiest transactions are why her clients continually refer to her business. So welcome, Sherry. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here for sure.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here, especially this is Women's History Month, and I know you're making history here in San Diego.
Yes.
So tell us, how did you come up with the name Sac Realty?
Right. So actually, before I started my company in 2017, I have three daughters, and we used to like hang out, and we'll go to like the beach or just like different areas in San Diego, and I would say call it the Sac Girls Day Out. So SAC stands for me, Sri, Amaya, Kiara, and Kayla. So I just kind of put it all together. So when it was time to search for a name, my dad was like, you should go with SAC Realty, and I just ran with it. So,
wow, that is amazing. So you're building a legacy for your girls.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So why real estate? Tell me, why real estate? Of all industries out there, why did you just focus on real estate?
Right. So actually, it's a crazy story. I feel like I didn't choose this life. This life kind of chose me. I actually started, I went to school for finance, and I was an accountant for about a decade. I was working for a property management company, and my boss was like, hey, you should get your real estate license because I'm going to start a real estate company. And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't even know what it meant. I didn't know what real estate was. I wasn't interested in real estate, but I was like, yeah, I'll get my license. Got the license, and then I kind of did accounting and real estate for about 7 years. And then 2 years ago, I decided to leave corporate accounting and focus strictly on real estate. And it's like working. Like, it's really working. So I feel like that question kind of, it was a setup to get me to exactly where I am today.
Wow. Sometimes that's all you need is a little push in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in San Diego generally is so expensive. Do you think there's hope for people right now to purchase?
Yeah. I mean, although it's a really tight an expensive market. I am finding a lot of clients that are actually overqualified to purchase homes. It is unfortunate that I do have some clients that are in position to buy a home because they've been priced out over the last year or two because it's just getting so expensive. A lot of it is just strategizing, coming up with a plan. I always say, like, talk to a realtor. If that's on your radar and you're thinking like, well, I'm not ready for another year or two, like, you should start now. And a lot of it just takes a lot of planning, a lot of strategizing, a lot of talking to the right people, talking to a realtor, talking to a lender, getting your credit squared away if you need that, saving the cash. And sometimes too is strategizing. And when I say strategizing, it's if you have a cousin or a friend or somebody that's paying $2,000-$3,000 a month for rent, and that you're paying the same, why not just come together and buy a multi-unit?
Right, right.
Or buying a single family, staying for a year, you want to build up the cash and then go on from the next. Being in property management, like, I've seen people do it, so I know it's possible, but it just takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of strategy, especially in San Diego.
Right, and that makes so much sense. It makes a lot of sense. Why not pull your resources together and go in together and purchase real estate?
Mm-hmm.
What about investment? As far as investment properties, are they available? And how would someone, you know, get in contact with that type of investment how would they, what would be their first move?
Right. So anytime you purchase real estate, you should be thinking investment. A lot of times people are like, it's the American dream. I want to buy a home, stability for my family. But you should always approach real estate as an investment, even if it's something that you're going to live in, even if it's something that you want to eventually rent out, whatever the case may be. So I always tell people that if you buy a home and it's your primary residence for at least a year, you can get the lowest possible down payment loan that you can get. So you can go FHA at 3.5% down. But if you're trying to get an investment property, they're going to require anywhere from 20 to 25% down. That's a huge difference. So I always say buy a home, even if it's like a one bedroom, two bedrooms, stay in there for a year to satisfy that primary resident criteria. And then after that, that can become your investment property. And then you can move on to the next property. Because I feel like I can find 3.5% down faster than I can find 25% down.
Right. And what about investment groups? Do you see a lot of that?
Are people pulling their
resources together and just purchasing like a unit?
They are popping up everywhere. Definitely do your research when you're connecting with these groups. I'm actually working with an investor right now. We're actually in the middle of flipping a home in Southeast San Diego. And really it was just like asking the right question, finding out who's doing what within the community, within the neighborhood. I mean, they're popping up all over the place. But definitely say that be careful when you're investing. It is a huge risk. It sounds good on paper, but sometimes it doesn't always work out the way that you would want it to. And then I know sometimes when you're doing these buy-ins, investors are requiring, I've seen as low as like a $25,000 buy-in, and I've seen all the way up to like $500,000 buy-in. I know another investment group, they require you to have at least $25,000. I think the return is maybe like 8 or 9%. And then they want you to have the funds within for 12 months. So can you be away from $25,000 for 12 months?
Right.
And then you will get your money back. So, yes, they're popping up everywhere, but it is requiring like a longer-term commitment, and it's requiring like some high cash values. I mean, some groups, I'm seeing like $100,000 too. So it depends on how you're approaching and what investment fund you're going with.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to unmute your line. Caller, last four digits, 2550. Do you have a question for Sherry or a comment?
Hi, sure. Thanks for taking my call. I did have a question, and you addressed it a little bit, but what the individual's actual ultimate goal when getting into real estate?
As far as like,
I think you mentioned
investment.
Could you address a little bit as far as always looking at real estate as an investment rather than just, residence? Look at it as property to reside in, but what do you see mm-hmm. in terms of projected for the future here in San Diego County as far as the real estate market? Do you see it getting better, or what how do you forecast that?
So it really depends on how you define better. If somebody that has a home already, better would be increasing of prices. Somebody that is looking to actually get into the market and buy something, of course, it'd be a decrease in pricing. I know everybody's waiting for this bubble to pop and like a crash. I don't have a crystal ball, so I'm not going to say for sure, but I don't think we're going to have a crash like 2008. 2008 was totally different than what I'm seeing now. You know, in 2008, we had those really, really bad loans, and now here we are. The loan guidelines are really strict. People aren't losing their homes. I don't think there's really any foreclosures right now on there, and some people have so much equity that it makes more sense to sell if they got into a bind than it would be to letting the house go. Interest rates are going up. I mean, about 3 months ago, we were still in the twos. Now we're jumping into the fours. So that will probably slow down a little bit, but we're still seeing 20 to 30 offers when a house becomes available. So it's not a slow. People have a lot of cash. people from the Bay Area are actually moving to San Diego because it's cheaper.
Yes.
Everybody's working remote now, so now everybody's like, they can move and work anywhere, so why not go to a market that's a lot cheaper? Somebody can come here from the Bay where homes are $2 million and see a home for $800,000. They're like, they feel like they're winning, so that's just driving everything up. We're becoming a tech hub. So I feel like we're kind of going in the direction, and this is only my personal opinion, we're kind of going to the direction of, like, Silicon Valley. You got to figure Horton Plaza, they're turning into a tech hub. Amazon's coming here. Everybody's bringing their – these big corporations are coming and bringing their headquarters here. So if we kind of go in the direction of Silicon Valley, I feel like it's just going to go up. It's just a matter of how fast and how soon is it going to be to where a multi-million dollar market.
Right. And that was my next question, is like, where are all these people coming from? Oh, my goodness. Where are they coming from? I mean, you look, I mean, right on Euclid, for example, a lot, just a bare lot. Now we have 2-3-story buildings, apartments coming in, and people are buying these. These things are sold out.
Yep, there's nothing really available, like, at all, but it's just, I mean, I've had clients come from the East Coast. We have clients coming from Northern California. They're relocating here, and they feel like it's cheap. So
and the weather is amazing. The weather is amazing.
Exactly.
Year round. So we got to pay for the sunshine, right?
Yes, indeed.
So what advice would you have for a homeowner that's thinking about selling their house and moving?
So it depends on your strategy as well for selling, because yes, you could sell and probably make all this money, but where are you going to go?
Right.
So I always ask that question for my sellers, like, okay, you sell, then what's next? You know, are you moving out of state? Are you trying to upgrade? Are you trying to downgrade? It really just depends on, like, the strategy there. But I'm seeing it a lot now that people are just, they're ready to sell. They may be older, kids are gone, so they're downsizing. Or people are like, hey, I want to upgrade. I want to take – I have a client that has about $500,000 in equity, so she can easily go and buy something else. And, you know, her mortgage will probably still be the same, and now she has a bigger house. So it really just depends on what you're strategizing on. But if for a seller that wants to sell, it's really thinking, like, where do I want to go? What's my next move? But I also say that if you can keep your house, keep it, because it's your moneymaker, and it's just something – to pass on down to your kids and the next kids and the next kids. But if you're in position, I would, you want to buy something else, I would say try and hold on to the house that you have and then go on to the next house.
Right. And that's wisdom, because so many times when you have the older generation, you know, die off and leave homes for the younger ones, that's the first thing they want to do is sell the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And here goes that legacy. Here goes that wealth, because the wealth is in real estate.
Right.
You know? It's there. it just hurts my heart, you know, when I hear that. Grandmama died, grandmama passed on the house to you. First thing y'all want to do is sell it and share the money, and next thing you know, in 2 or 3 years, that money is gone.
It's gone.
You know?
Yeah. Stop selling grandma's house.
Right. And grandma is like turning her grave, talking about, what? I worked so hard for this house. You know, but what I'd love to do with you, to collaborate with you, Sherry, is classes, because I believe in education. You know, it's not just about, hey, I want to buy a house in 5 years. It's about planning, like you said, you know, strategizing, like you said. So I would love to collaborate with you to do some classes, especially for the military community. Have you worked within the military community at all?
Yes, I'm actually a military spouse. My husband is a Marine. So that's definitely 95% of my clients are VA. So I'm definitely familiar with military, being a military spouse, moving around, relocating, and I'm also a military relocation professional. So certified, designation, all that. So
wonderful. Well, I am so glad that, you know, we connected, and I'm definitely, we're going to continue on. I'm amazed going on in San Diego and what you do for the community. And more people need to know about what you do. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And all the best to you.
Thank you.
All right.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio. where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.